wondering if that song by Journey is the best na-na song of all time. I know there's Hey Hey, Na-Na, Kiss 'Em Goodbye by Steam, which was, you know, people sing at sporting events all the time. Na-na-na-na.
How about Bryan Adams, Cuts Like a Knife, the ending of it there?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, how about the breakup song, Greg Kin?
Yeah, that may be an
I don't think it's an It's not a na-na.
Na-na-na-na. Then
Natty Boo Boo.
Sting does not own @Sting for his Twitter handle.
Really?
The wrestler.
Oh.
Sting.
Look at that.
Owns the Twitter handle @Sting.
Wow.
Sting, the singer from The Police, has to use @OfficialSting.
@OfficialSting.
Which I think is pretty funny. And not only that, Sting, the singer, has 180,000 followers.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Sting, the wrestler, has 380,000 followers. Bargain, name of that tune, a famous love song written by Pete Townsend. I'd gladly lose me to find you. I'd gladly give up all I had. I know I'm worth nothing without you. Do you know the subject of the love song?
Who the woman is?
Pete wrote it?
Yes, Pete Townsend wrote it. The subject is God.
Wow.
It's a religious tune. Yeah, very deep and sensitive tune by Pete Townsend until he used it in a Toyota commercial. I call that a bargain, the best I ever had. It's all about God.
Sure.
Uh-huh. On the Celebrity Hotline with Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis in the News. And Huey, how many cities are in that hit of yours, Heart of Rock and Roll?
There's actually kind of a slutty story that naturally, when it was out as a single, the record label wished every town in the world was in it. So they had this plan to go back in the studio and sort of shout the names of the city and the ride out and throw more cities in. And the one I most remember is, Halifax. And that's where I drew the line. Even though it was so much fun to sing Halifax, I said, in the Heart of Rock and Roll, can't be in Halifax, Canada.
He says Halifax like he was Harry Carey.
Halifax?
I'll buy a hot dog in Halifax. Would you?
Central New York's Morning Show.